Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover some winter feeding tips for cattlemen and talk about all the upcoming events coming to McPherson County. But first, for today's Did You Know, that Governor Kelly named January 2022 as Kansas Radon Action Month. The Kansas Radon Program encourages all Kansas residents to test their homes for radon gas in the month of January to March timeframe. Chronic long-term exposure to elevated levels of indoor radon increases our lifetime risk of developing lung cancer. Residential radon exposure is the second leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States. Radon kits can be bought and purchased here at the Extension office for $7.50. In my cow-calf news, while we've been fortunate enough to have a dry, mild fall so far, winter feed resources are looking to be the hot commodity with the high hay and corn prices. As you start planning your winter feeding strategies, here are some options to keep in mind to prevent the winter feed bill from getting out of hand. One strategy to reduce feed cost is to find an alternative to the high-priced hay. This year, more than normal, corn stalks, milo stalks, and crabgrass bales appear to be the cheapest stored forage source. However, these can be very challenging to feed due to the particle size and palatability of certain components of the bales. For best results, these bales need to be ground and not offered free choice in a bale ring. Plus, additional moisture in the ration needs to be added to improve mixability and to reduce sorting. Controlling feed waste becomes critical to controlling the feed bill. Due to the high requirements of a cow of the growth of the fetus during the third trimester, a supplement is often needed regardless of the forage resource. However, by being strategic, a supplement can be utilized to reduce forage intake and stretch the hay supply. Feeding on the ground can result in up to 40% waste, whereas feeding in some kind of a bunk can reduce the waste to as low as 5%. If feeding bales, getting representative forage nutrient analysis is critical to control costs. Remember, forage quality of hay is impacted by growing, harvest, and storing conditions. Having a good nutritional profile on each forage source allows for precise supplement fermentation to meet the cow's requirement without overfeeding expensive hay. In my Extension news, one of the most popular K-State Extension publications is here. The 2022 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available online and also as a booklet form in our Extension office. To control weeds effectively, select control methods carefully and use them properly. Chemicals, tillage, crop competition, cropping rotation, mowing, and fire are all alternate weed control methods that may be used alone or in a combination. To increase efficiency of crop production, use weed control practices in conjunction with other crop and soil management practices, such as planting high-quality seed, planting to the optimum rate and date, and maintaining optimum soil fertility. This publication provides suggestions for chemical weed control in several major crops, grasslands, pastures, and woody areas. And now for Save the Date. Just 1 week is left to sign up for the Risk Management Skills in Agriculture Series. This workshop series geared for both women and men in production agriculture. Our first session begins January 12th. A $50 registration fee will cover all meals and all program materials if registered by January 3rd. Register for this series by visiting www.agmanager.info. and click on the Events tab. And don't forget to make your reservations for the upcoming Kansas State Research and Extension Calving School. Tara and Laura Lee here in the office are now taking RSVPs for the Calving School, which will be held on Thursday, January 13th. We will be serving a 16-ounce Kansas City strip steak cut up by Gentleman Joe at the Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at the Mid-Kansas Co-op. This $10 meal starts at 6 p.m., followed by the program of Dr. Dale Blasi covering limit feeding, and our feature presenter, Dr. A.J. Tarfoff on highlighting the calving process. Call the extension to make your reservations. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish all of you, from all of us here at the McPherson County Extension Office, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.